Nebraska was finished in 1966 and included in Bryce Martin's first one-person exhibition in New York City that same year. Gary Garls.
Why did you choose to call it Nebraska?
That summer, I had taken my first driving trip across the country, and I was very impressed with Nebraska. I just thought it was a very surprising and beautiful landscape.
Mm-hmm.
And I made a lot of notes about it while we were driving, you know, and then just ended up making this painting sort of celebrating the landscape of Nebraska.
Obviously, it's not a literal landscape. It's a very abstract painting.
You have some idea. You're referring to your memory as to what the situation was. You're just trying to make a painting.
Mm-hmm.
And having chosen this as, say, quote, subject matter, it keeps you on track. I had written color notes, you know, like viridian plus this, plus that, plus that. So I'm starting with a vague idea about Nebraska, these greens of Nebraska, or whatever feelings I had driving through the landscape. And then I'm turning it into a very specific thing called a painting. It's not a representation of Nebraska, but it wouldn't be called Nebraska if Nebraska wasn't a big help. It was meant to be some sort of an homage.
To hear Martin's advice on looking at his paintings, press 6211.